water containers, storage facilities for water. It includes generators, petrol containers, a whole lot of stuff that will hopefully get them up and running.
Getting aid to Tonga. It's Thursday, January 20th, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Chris Cascale in Washington. Find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, assessing President Biden's first year. Forecasting the global labor market. Turning cowbells into music. It's all on today's VOA Asia. Three of Tonga's smaller islands suffered serious damage from tsunami waves, officials and the Red Cross said Wednesday, as a wider picture begins to emerge of the destruction caused by the eruption of an undersea volcano near the Pacific Archipelago nation. Communications have been down throughout Tonga since the eruption on Saturday, but a ship made it to the outlying islands of Namuka, Mango, and Funafua on Wednesday and reported back that few homes remained standing. New Zealand Navy ships were carrying fresh water and other much-needed supplies to Tonga on Wednesday. Captain Simon Griffiths now.
Over the last 24 hours, we've worked together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade and a whole lot of other agencies to bring together over seven containers worth of stores that will also be able to help them get up and running again. That includes water containers, storage facilities for water. It includes generators, petrol containers, a whole lot of stuff that will hopefully get them up and running.
Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta also pledged an initial $680,000 toward initial recovery efforts. In Australia, Navy ships were being loaded Wednesday with supplies for the people of its Pacific Island neighbor. Donations are also coming in by the carloads for shipment to Tonga, aiming to address specific needs of families. Konaseti Lutai of the Tonga Australia Chamber of Commerce.
We facilitate free containers for members of the public to send their what they want to give their families back in Tonga. Lydia, if you can understand, there are families in Tonga with multiple elderlies. Their need is quite specific. There are also disabled people that we help, the vision impairment, and also families with the disabled children have different needs than most of us do. So we know that the government of Tonga and Australia and New Zealand and other are addressing food and water. We're trying to be a little bit more specified for family requirements.
In its first update since the eruption, the Tongan government said Wednesday it has confirmed three deaths, two local residents and a British woman. Read more on our top story by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. We're also on Facebook, VOA Asia, and the VOAnews.com website. These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on VOAnews.com. Indonesian militant gets 15 years in jail over Bali attacks. How China's national security law for Hong Kong could extend to Taiwan and beyond. U.S. experts laud Australia as bulwark against China. China urges Taliban to meet conditions for diplomatic recognition. Afghan acting PM urges world to recognize Taliban government. Find complete coverage on all these stories on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and on the VOAnews.com website. Thank you for joining us on VOA Asia on this Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden is ending his first year in office with low approval ratings, largely due to an economic recovery dragged down by inflation and a pandemic that is surging yet again. This, despite reaching a bipartisan consensus to pass the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan and a $1 trillion infrastructure package. VOA Chief White House Correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara has this recap.
A $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package pushed through by the Biden administration in March has helped American businesses and families weather the financial impact of the pandemic. The package sent $1,400 in stimulus funding to millions of Americans and monthly payments that have proven successful in reducing poverty. But for many, rising inflation has minimized the impact of that assistance.
Due to the COVID, people don't have money. We're just starting back to work and stuff like this. This is outrageous with the prices of the gas today.
Consumer prices in December were 7% higher than those of the year ago period, marking the highest inflation rate in 40 years. Inflation has dampened economic recovery in a year that the administration says has shown the biggest job growth in American history. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Look at the initial unemployment claims. They're on average, they were at 812,000 a year ago. They're now at 210,000. The unemployment rate and obviously job creation the year before the president took office and the last year. As it relates to COVID, if we look to a year ago, only 1% of adults were fully vaccinated. 74% of adults are fully vaccinated now.
A relatively smooth rollout of COVID-19 vaccines has offered protection to more than 200 million Americans and even provided a brief return to normalcy last year. That is, until Omicron caused cases and hospitalizations to spike yet again. The pandemic and inflation have been two major factors in President Joe Biden's sinking approval ratings at the end of his first year, around 45% according to Ipsos, a market research firm. Meanwhile, Biden's legislative agenda is also a mixed bag. He pushed through a $1 trillion infrastructure law with Republican support, the biggest investment in the nation's public works in a generation. But he has yet to pass Build Back Better, his $1.75 trillion social spending and climate change plan, even though it has already been cut in half from its original size. Other legislative agenda items remain stuck. Two voting rights bills that would greatly expand federal control over elections are stalled in the Senate due to Republican opposition. Some analysts say the administration and Democrats need to reset their agenda. Kevin Kosar, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, via Skype.
They have to ask themselves, realizing that Republicans are going to have very little interest in playing ball on high salience issues, what are the smaller things that they can work on that might build up over time and kind of change the narrative from, hey, this guy came in and took big swings at the plate and whiffed, to, hey, this guy showed up and he hit a lot of singles.
And despite Biden's promise to heal a divided nation, Americans are still deeply polarized following the Capitol siege by supporters of Donald Trump on January 6, 2021. Polls suggest most Republicans still believe the baseless claim pushed by the former president that the 2020 election was stolen. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Still to come on VOA Asia, assessing the global labor market in 2022. Happening now in Asia, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced that 13 areas will face new coronavirus-related restrictions for 3 weeks starting on Friday, as Omicron cases hit a record high level in the capital, Tokyo. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. VOA Asia continues. A new assessment of the global labor market finds that recovery from the employment crisis created by the COVID-19 pandemic will be fragile and will worsen inequalities between rich and poor countries. The projection comes in a new report from the United Nations International Labor Organization. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
ILO economists say labor markets are recovering from the pandemic-induced crisis much more slowly than previously expected. They project the number of global working hours this year will be 1.8% below the numbers of pre-pandemic hours worked in the last quarter of 2019. That deficit, they say, is equivalent to a loss of 52 million full-time jobs, twice as large as the number predicted in last year's global market survey. ILO Director General Guy Ryder says this shortfall in the labor supply comes on top of persistently high pre-crisis levels of unemployment.
In 2022, we project that global unemployment will stand at 207 million, and that's 20 million above the pre-pandemic level in 2019. Put in percentage terms, we expect the 2022 unemployment rate to be 5.9%.
The report finds a great divergence in recovery between regions. It says the European and North American regions are showing encouraging signs of recovery. The worst affected regions are Southeast Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Ryder says the richer countries are expected to emerge from this crisis in better shape than the poorer countries. He says a big gap exists between the labor market prospects of countries depending on their level of income and development.
Many low and middle income economies are struggling to get back to pre-pandemic levels of employment and of job quality. And insufficient access to vaccines is putting pressure on their healthcare systems, with tight fiscal space limiting the ability of their governments to use stimulus measures to support their labor markets.
Ryder says the International Labor Organization has not taken a policy position on the legitimacy or otherwise of vaccination mandates in the workplace. He says a fundamental problem facing work sites is the unequal access to vaccines. For him, he says, the bottom line is to ensure that people are able to work in healthy, safe environments. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Finally on VOA Asia, more than two decades ago, Natalia Peruz was hit by a car in New York. While recovering from the accident, she went to Austria where she saw bells on necks of cows. And that simple vision prompted a huge change in her life. Anna Nelson has the story for VOA, narrated by Anna Rice.
Natalia Peruz is a New York-based musical soul and bell player and busker. The recipient of multiple musical awards, Peruz doesn't shy away from playing on the streets and is always glad to talk about her bell collection.
Elephant bell. Bicycle bells. The whole story started from these bells, which I collected from tourist stores in Austria.
Peruz used to be a dancer. She interned at the Martha Graham Dance Company and was sure her future would be connected to dance. But everything changed in a split second. She got hit by a car on a New York street as she was making her way home after dance practice. She was badly hurt, both physically and emotionally. The prospect of dancing professionally started to feel very distant and unrealistic. In an attempt to cheer Peruz up, her parents took her on a trip to Austria.
While in Austria, we rented a car, and we were driving, and through the open windows of the cars, I could hear the sound of bells. So I said to my father as a joke, all these different cowherds, they have different pitches of bells. Wouldn't it be fun to collect a whole octave of these cowbells and play them?
Peruz just knew she had to learn how to play the bells. She never had teachers. She read old books, studied old photographs, and used her imagination to do the rest of her learning. Ringing cowbells is hard work. The musician stands in front of an 8-foot-long table and constantly moves from one end to the other, ringing the various bells in front of him or her. Peruz says there's a certain choreography to that, a certain dance-like structure, making it physically quite demanding. In New York, she has been the only solo bell ringer.
Ernest Hemingway wrote, "For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." Oh, I think the bell tolls for everybody. All of us. There's no escaping the bells.
For Anna Nelson in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.
That's all the time we have on VOA Asia. Make sure to find us on Facebook, VOA Asia, on Twitter at VOA Asia, and on Instagram, YouTube, and at voanews.com. Thanks to our service chief, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team of Jim Stevenson, Keith Lane, and Jessica Stone. I'm Chris Gaskill in Washington. Enjoy the day.